Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast. Hello, friends. Welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast.
Good job.
Ashley and I are over here in Nantucket recording. And Naz is over there in our perfectly decorated apartment, if you guys can see.
And
I didn't know. Oh, I didn't know you guys were meeting in Nantucket.
Yes.
Weren't you meeting in Jersey?
Yeah, we're going to meet again in New Jersey
on Sunday.
We will meet
again.
I was so confused, Lauren. I thought you were going to Nantucket on your own.
I came to Nantucket on my own. I've been here since Saturday.
It's an hour and a half ferry ride for me and Jared. So yeah,
that's amazing.
They came on the ferry this morning.
Are you guys in heaven?
It's lovely.
Really, it's the cutest thing you'll ever see.
Damn. Well, today will be an interesting podcast. We're going to bring back the occupational series.
Yeah, but occupational sex. We have a sex worker, basically, a series.
Yeah.
We have a sex worker series.
I guess you're absolutely right.
Sex worker series.
this is how it went down. So basically, I was reading that during COVID, masturbation is up, like sex toy sales are surging, and phone sex in particular is having like an unreal renaissance, which is kind of hilarious because when you think of phone sex, it's sort of like the VHS of that world. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's such, like when you think of like porn and just other ways that people, you know, other avenues that people use to get off.
I used to watch Eliminate or like Fifth Wheel on do you guys remember Eliminate?
Yeah, okay. It was like practically softcore porn on TV.
They would advertise.
Wait, what's Eliminate?
Eliminate was this old school dating show, 30 minutes. It was this guy, and then he would date one girl until he was like bored and then go on another date with the girl, and there was little pop. I don't really remember the ins and outs of Eliminate. Oh no, there was four girls or four guys, and he picked his favorite
on a big group date.
Yeah, on a group date.
And then he'd in the middle of the group date be like, "Eliminated.
You're eliminated."
Oh my god, yeah. That's so traumatizing.
Eliminate. And then there would be sex, phone sex people on for the commercials, and I'm like, who's calling these hotlines to talk to someone and get off? So I didn't understand it even back then when that was like a normal form of sex.
That's hilarious because that you even bring that up, because growing up, as we all did in the 90s, I feel like it was such a staple. Like, you would see so many commercials for it, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that?
Like, who's actually doing that? It's so expensive.
And so there's this company called Night Flirt, NiteFlirt. They're a leading phone sex platform, and apparently that they are fielding around 10% more calls than usual because we are in COVID. So we decided to get someone that works on Night Flirt. Her name is Sydney Green. She's a phone sex operator. So we're going to bring her on and just ask her some questions about her occupation.
Sounds good. All right. She's going to be a character.
All right, guys, we got Sydney Green from Night Flirt. She also has her own company that we're all going to ask her about, that we'll tell you more. But Sydney Green has pulled in over $150,000 a year servicing the fantasies of callers. Hello, Sydney. Thank you for joining us on the I Don't Get It podcast.
What's up? What's up? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
We're great. How are
we're
you?
We're jealous of the $150,000 you're making. That's what's happening.
I mean, yeah, it's just, it wasn't always like that. Trust me. I was absolutely terrible at phone sex for a long time, but I got good some kind of way.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. 'Cause you actually even offer a course, you know, for to help people get better or train to be a phone sex operator. But tell us how you got into your occupation in the first place.
Well, this was a long time ago. I'm an old phone hook. Can I curse? Can I? That'd be,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, good. Because I like to say things like fuck and shit. Okay. Yay. Okay. So, back in the day, when I was like 21, I met this woman who had done phone sex back when she was in college. And I used to always get made fun of for having phone sex in high school because I was a late bloomer and everybody was actually having real sex, but I was like moaning on the phone, getting these little horny boys off all the time. And I feel like anything that you like to do for free, you should find a way to monetize. So, I mean, everybody's saying some freaky shit on the phone. Everybody's sending text messages and moaning and shit on the phone to get these little boys off. So I figured, well, shit, I need to make some money with it. So, and then it was confirmation when I met the woman and told me that she used to do it. So I got to Googling and try to figure out which companies to work for. I got scammed and just bad companies, getting paid a little bit of money, just all of the different mistakes you can make and wrong decisions you can make. It was me, but you know, it wasn't any help. So you just kind of had to figure this shit out back then. So that's how I got started with phone sex back then.
So you said that you went from being not that good to very good. So what makes it good?
Well, it's a lot of shit that goes into it. You know what I'm saying? Like to actually be able to hold a person on the phone for hours at a time takes a skill set that I just didn't have. It's literally no dumb thing that was done that I didn't actually, you know, do. But, you know, some of the mistakes I made was, first off, again, being with the wrong company. When you don't know how much they're charging the actual customer, that's problematic. That's very problematic. You know, get paid per hour, any per hour thing is just not right. Phone sex operators get paid per minute, not per hour. That's just not how it goes. You know what I'm saying? I had the wrong voice. You know, believe it or not, I one of my biggest mistakes was having photographs online as a woman looking like you and a blonde looking like you, you know, but I was sounding like me. Whenever you end up with the right company, usually you have a profile that's up that consists of pictures of someone. And, you know, the phone sex customers scroll and find out and decide who they want to call based on pictures and their bio and the whole profile. And the pictures that I was choosing just didn't match my voice, because my voice, I think, is kind of deep. I'm kind of country. I'm obviously black as hell. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to sound like y'all. And I'm wondering why they're hanging up in 2 seconds, because it's not fucking believable. I sound stupid as hell. You know, I can't be doing that. But that was me. I wonder why nobody's staying on the phone. But, you know, that's one of the main mistakes I actually made. I had to learn how to talk like a white girl. I had to learn how to talk to y'all.
So wait, that's insane, though. Why could you? Yeah, is it because they're avatars? Like, what do you mean? Wouldn't somebody want to talk, you know what I mean, just to you? Is it a character that's created, sort of, like in a porno? Is that what it is?
Okay, so I guess I should talk to y'all as like y'all are, like people who don't know the industry. All right, so
we don't, please.
I literally have no idea how it works. Yeah, I'm so sorry, Sid. I have no idea.
No, it's cool. That's why I'm here, you know, to educate people, you know, and that's what we do on mobilemoney365.com. That's one of the things we talk about, is just the industry itself. But what happens,
and that's your company, right?
That's my Mobile company. Money, I own a training company. But Mobile Money is really about how to be a digital nomad and make money with all kinds of things, not just phone sex. But phone sex is probably one of the most interesting things everybody wants to talk about. So that's what I'm known for. I've created many six-figure earners there. But anyway, so how it works is, on the site that I am on, I'm not a representative or affiliate of them, so I really don't want to say their name and promote them like that. But you get a profile, right? The phone sex customers go on this site and they scroll thousands of profiles. And based on the pictures and the things that the person is telling them about themselves and their little bio and how the whole thing is put together, they make that be the deciding factor on who to call and spend money on. So when I talk about pictures, there are, you know, I figured out a long time ago that white women make more money than black women. In the industry.
Shame.
Wow.
But it's not necessarily, a lot of people have that reaction, but it's just the clientele, honestly. It's mm-hmm. just what it is. The clientele is middle-aged, married white dudes, okay?
That's what I thought, yeah.
So for this particular site, now, if I was to go, it's kind of, I liken it to strip clubs, okay? I've spent a lot of time in Atlanta, Georgia. If I mm-hmm. am a big booty voluptuous with all this ass and I try to go to the white strip club, they're probably not even going to hire me. It's not because I'm not desirable. It's just, that's not the fucking clientele. Just like mm-hmm. the bony girl with no ass and thighs, she doesn't need to be in Magic City. They're not going to hire her. She doesn't fit the clientele. They want to see some ass and yes. something jiggling. So if you don't have it, so it's not an insult to black women.
Matt, and for everyone listening, Magic City is like the biggest, most famous strip club in Atlanta, Georgia. Like
I've never been in there, but those going to athletes, I salute them. But yeah, the stick figure bitch, I say bitch with love. The stick figure woman just yes, gets hired. So it's not to say women with no ass are not desirable. It's just the clientele. So it's not a negative thing against black women. But in my experience of being both black and white, presenting black and white pictures to the clientele on this site, mm-hmm. white girls went all the way around. So I had to get white and figure out how to get and stay white and be white.
Wow. Wait, Sid, what are these photos? Are they like stock photos on the internet? Are they real people?
Nope. They're not stock photos on the internet. That's another mistake people make. You have to know how to get licensed legal pictures to sell. That's another beautiful thing about phone sex. You can conceal your identity. See, I don't give a fuck about people knowing who I am, but I've trained Whoa. Doctors and lawyers and shit. I've trained some high-end people, you know what I'm saying, that don't want people to know they're doing phone sex. So it's beautiful because you could just post whatever pictures you want, and that's what we also teach, like the site and like how to pick them, because it's really in how you pick them. So yeah, you get a set of pictures and you present yourself as that.
That was like in the movie New Year's Eve, Anne Hathaway. Like, she has different clientele, and every time she answers the phone, she has a different accent, different way of speaking to them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I am dying for it to be fall.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
We fight over it every year.
The heat in LA, I can't do it anymore. I've already been seeing people upload the pumpkin spice latte on Instagram. I'm not even angry about it. I'm like, let's get this year over with. So to get myself excited for fall, I have invested in some staple fall clothes that I am so stoked to wear. One of them I'm already wearing, and they're all from Jenny Kane. Jenny Kane is like my new wardrobe obsession. I recently purchased their tan shearling mules. I can't even tell you guys how many compliments I have gotten. Like, I literally just throw them on and they make any casual outfit, because let's be real, I'm barely getting ready these days. So when I go to get coffee, I'm like wearing jeans and a shirt. I throw these mules on. I have gotten so many compliments. Guaranteed someone has asked me where my shoes are from.
I got the a gray cashmere fisherman sweater, and I was like, okay, this is an investment piece because it's cashmere, and I know that if there's one item of clothing that I get a ton of wear out of, it's a sweater, because I can pair it with anything, and I'm constantly cold, even if it's like 65 degrees out, so it's my go-to.
I got the shearling mock clog, which is just a great like slip on, run anywhere shoe. It's like an elevated Birkenstock, and I look cozy and cute, and I'm so excited for fall tune ass.
Oh, so excited. And elevated pieces is really the key word here, because that's like what Jenny Kane is. And they have curated staples inspired by the natural, effortless aesthetic of California living. Again, their signature
California
pieces.
California living, huh? Well, you can have California living anywhere you live, guys. Don't think that you have to just be a California native.
Absolutely not. Their signature pieces that they have are the mules. They have it in leather, suede, shearling, like the one I got. They have fisherman and cocoon, from cashmere to cotton, sweaters for year-round wear, not just fall. They're ultra soft, lightweight. And with Jenny Kane, it's always sweater weather.
So make getting dressed the easiest part of your routine at jennykane.com. That is JenniKayne.com. And get 20% off your order when you use the code GET IT at checkout. That's a huge chunk off. JennyKane.com, promo code GET IT. Okay, wait. So I have to ask if you are comfortable speaking to us in your white girl voice and saying something that you would say to your clientele.
I mean, I just talk like this. So, you know, When I was learning how to like be a phone sex operator and talk like a white girl, I was struggled with it, but then I just mocked you guys. No offense. I just mocked what I think you sound like. And so I would look at movies like Clueless and like Mean Girls and like mimic them. And I was like, okay, if I was going to make fun of white people, how would I fucking sound? I would sound like this, you know? So that's what I do. And so, yeah, this is the voice that I use. And yeah, and I usually sound like a MILF, usually like a MILF or like a middle-aged white girl kind of homie. And this is the voice.
Like a housewife.
Yeah. And it also depends on what like niche. So if I want to be more submissive, I change it a bit. If I want to be more dominant, if I want to be like a little teeny bopper, I talk up here, but it's too much work. Like, I don't, that's too much
it's
work.
It's too much work.
I can't hold it anymore.
You sound like Ramona from the New York Housewives.
That's what I meant when I said housewives.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
so
oh
funny.
Oh my God, Ramona. Well, see, how, what on average, like what's the longest phone call you've had? Or that, like, what is the average, 2 to 4 hours?
Well, for me, now again, the average phone call time, and again, we talk about that in the course on Mobile Money 365, call time, the average call time is like 7 to 8 minutes for girls who don't know what they're doing. Okay, they don't even know what phone sex is really about. So that's their thing. But me, it's normal for me to be on the phone about 2 hours, you know, average about 2 hours on the phone with a man. That's easy. That's normal because I just know how to do
it. It's like tantric sex.
Mm-hmm.
But is it like sex the whole time or is it like just getting to know them, like kind of like making them feel comfortable and then
yeah.
boom?
Can you walk us through like, is there like a warm up period in the beginning? Like, yeah, I'm so curious as to how it works.
Okay, cool. Yes, well, in the training, we definitely go over that. But yes, it is not really about phone sex. You know what I'm saying? It's not really about a moaning and groaning on the phone. Because that's the mistake I was making in the beginning. I was just moaning and shit. And like, why the fuck am I just moaning? Like, this is stupid. But that's what I thought phone sex was. You just start moaning.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was until you just said it wasn't.
No, that's how you keep on the phone about 4 minutes, if that. But no, you definitely have to build a character. You have to let them know who you are. The other term for phone sex operator is actually phone actress, which tells you a lot about what actually happens. You know, you have to build a character. I typically play women with kids, divorced or married, depending on the mood that I'm in. Something completely different to me. I have no children, not married. I mean, I just do that. And I build a character around this person, something completely different for myself. And that's very important in keeping them on the phone long. Like you have to know how to do that. But even if you have your character down, you have to know how to identify the caller types. Phone sex clients, they fall into like 5 different categories. Like how does this human being on the other end handle and relate to phone sex calls in general? Mm-hmm. So you have to know how to identify what kind of caller they are, and that also helps you extend the call time. So it's a lot of shit that goes into how to keep these dudes on the phone and how to make them give you a lot of money.
So do you try to become friends with them and like kind of date them on the phone before you get to the actual sexual part?
Well, that works sometimes and other times it doesn't. It's actually a whole fetish around that. Around what you just said, like an entire fetish category of men who seek that out. But yeah, I do that sometimes. But you always want to build rapport. You definitely want to be a human being, not just some kind of random fucking person on the phone who knows how to moan. I'm telling you, it's
right.
A lot goes into it.
I have 2 questions. The first one, just because you mentioned moan, you were saying, I feel like most people think that all you need is like a nice voice and a good moan, but you were telling you, I read that you said that the turnover is actually really high and it sounds like you have to be super creative. And there's so much more that goes into it as far as like skills and qualities that you need to have to be a successful phone sex operator. I'm curious, in COVID, are you becoming somewhat of a therapist as well? Like what's the difference between the calls that you would do before COVID and now in COVID?
Calls. Well, people need someone to vent to. That's why I love phones. I love all sex workers. We are the gatekeepers. We are the secret keepers of all of the rich people that you see, including the people who act like they're so against sex workers. They are patronizing us and telling us all their business. So with COVID, yes, you definitely get the people that are venting that need a complete distraction from what's going on in their life. I've noticed that men definitely stay on the phone a lot longer you know, so they definitely need that support system that's there. And if you don't know how to do that, I train people all the time. People don't know how to simply be supportive on the other end. I have to train them to do it over the phone. It's so many things go into it. But that would be the biggest difference. Yeah.
What's like an example of like how you can be support? Can you give us like one little tip?
Well, you have to humanize the person on the other end. They're not like tricks, you know what I'm saying? They're people. So that'll help people out quite a bit. You know what I'm saying? Just like you're just not a sexual machine that you press play and it just busts out orgasming when nobody's even said anything sexual. Right. If you bring the humanness in it, I find you make more money. Now, I'm not trying to say that every call is the same. Some dudes just want you to get right into the sex. Sometimes all you do need is a good moan for certain callers. You know, that's one of the caller categories we talk about. And you sometimes can't stretch that call out, but you can stretch it out a lot longer if you have my training, because it's a skill set with that too.
What is a good moan?
A good moan? Well, you moan like the white girls in the porn. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm white,
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yes, just like that. I mean, she got it, you know. You
Lauren,
you know,
wow, I'm impressed.
You got the moan and the look and the voice. You can just be a phone sex operator, really. You
is,
got
this my, is this my calling? I always thought I could be a good porn star.
Your Lauren. Boyfriend upstairs will love hearing that.
Well, the thing is, Sid, are most, do you find that most of the clientele is married?
I would say maybe 60%. I would say.
Now, why would someone choose to do like a sex call opposed to other things, like watching porn, getting a prostitute or something like that? Why would someone do that? Because they feel like it's safer or something?
Well, porn does not offer any type of companionship. I am a companion for them. And it doesn't involve any of that. And then the thing about escorts and strip clubs is you have to remember the men are playing a character too. Their name is not John from Cincinnati. They're lying. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're probably some fat Asian or something like that. So they're probably fat and ugly. So therefore, you know, they can't be fat and ugly. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of harder to be fat and ugly in person than it is over the phone. They could just say that they built like Arnold Schwarzenegger in a Terminator. They can say that. They can be whoever they want to be. That's why phone sex is still around, because people want to be other people. They do. You know what I'm saying? Especially these
they
want
to feel like the big man on campus who could actually satisfy you if they were together. And if they were together, he could take you out and all this stuff. And that makes his wiener hard because he has that, you know, that energy.
Wiener.
I was so also, speaking of that, do you ever like get off yourself while you're talking to these men?
Every now and then. It's only one fetish that gets me off, and that's the age play. I like Jurassic age differences.
If you guys are looking to curate a new fall wardrobe, I have a suggestion. You have got to incorporate Rothy's. Rothy's are Meghan Markle's favorite flats. They're my favorite flats because they don't cut up the back of your ankle, which every other flat company does except for Rothy's. These are super comfortable, zero break-in period because they have a seamless knit design. They also have a lot of chic styles to choose from. They have so many different colors, prints, and patterns.
Right.
And they're just ultra comfortable. They look clean. Okay, I know you guys. I lose my cool talking about.
All right,
Rothy's.
let me jump in here.
But wait, so does 3,000 nearly perfect reviewers on their website.
I was going to say, everyone who I've talked to who's tried them has not had a negative
review.
Well,
those are. We should tell them that that's the Point in Black shoe, though. So their best selling shoe is the Point in Black, and that's the one that I think you see Meghan Markle wearing in most of the photos, and that's the shoe that has over 3,000 near perfect reviews. But what's really cool. They have some new shoes that they've added. I think their newest addition is the first adjustable sneaker, which is so clutch and comfy. And then they have the lace up, which is just out of this world comfortable as well. And as with all their shoes, like Ashley and Lauren said, it's knit from thread made from repurposed plastic water bottles, which we have told you guys before. So not only
eco-friendly.
Exactly. Not only are they fashionable, but they're also sustainable.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. They also have bags now, so you can check all this out at rothys.com/get it. That is rothys.com/get it. Shoes and bags right now, where style and sustainability meet and create your new favorites. rothys.com/get it.
Do you get calls all day, Sydney? Like all day, every day, all night, every night?
How does that work? You choose when you want to take calls and when you don't, you know? So it's not, you know, you get calls when you want them, essentially, when you can log on and off, you know, and decide when you want to take calls. And I'm not going to act like every single day is just like wonderful. It's like any other business. I don't paint illusions over this thing. That's not what I do. I have no reason to lie. Every single day is not just wonderful. I'm sure you women are entrepreneurs. I don't know any entrepreneur who has wonderful days every single day. And if you are, teach me, right. You know what I'm saying? Some days are better than others, right. But that's what it's about, building a clientele of regulars who make your days wonderful. So that's that.
Do you have any clients that like you for you, like you're like, I don't,
like Cindy Green.
Yeah. Like you, are you their fetish?
If we're talking
your clients home, actually know what you're look like, what they, do they
like your voice you like? And your face? Like, do you have any that like you rather than like the blonde?
No, if we're talking about phone sex specifically, yeah. Then no. If you get into like OnlyFans, and of course that's me, like, cause I do, that's me. But honestly, I'm very uncomfortable having phone sex as myself. I don't like it. I don't like it because number one, I'm so used to talking like a white girl that it will start off like, yeah, daddy, what do you want to do? Oh yeah. I mean, oh shit. What do you want? I really be fucking up.
I know you can do this.
Lauren, I think Lauren's signing up for Mobile Money 365 as soon as we get off.
Y'all should. I mean, it's really cool, but I think I'm pretty bad at phone sex as myself. I think I don't know how to do it. It's strange. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, people are like, or people.
You have
I guess,
to separate the self then, you know, if you're the phone actress. It's way more fun to be creative and to be someone else. I think most people would agree with that. I'm glad you brought up OnlyFans because I was going to ask, with the advancement of technology, we were talking before you got on about how we always used to see commercials for phone sex growing up in the 90s, mm-hmm. and now we never see those anymore. So I thought it really was like a dying art. But now with FaceTime and stuff, is that like an option too?
Yeah, of course.
So when this is webcamming.
You have webcam. Like, people do webcam all the time. Like, I just don't like webcam. Like, it's too much work. Mm-hmm. First off, I have to look good. I like to roll out of bed looking like a runaway slave.
Like I'm in.
And looking awful. You know, I love to look. I'm cute now, but, you know, I like to be looking terrible and make money. I like to be on my period, rolling around.
That's the dream. Look terrible and make money.
Yes, yeah. I don't want to be cute. It's too much work.
Yes.
Then you want me to be shaking and dancing and moving and fuck that. That's too much. All right. Let's just talk on the phone. You get lazy. You really get ruined, really. Like, your work ethic just goes down, really, as a home operator, because you're just rolling in the bed. Making, I mean, God, it's terrible.
It's exhausting. I'm sure it's exhausting.
It is. You know, and I done got even lazier. Like, I don't really like callers that have me doing too much talking. Okay. I love callers that want to vent. And got a lot of things going on with the wife. And they just want you to listen. So I can be watching Money Heist and they, and yeah, go crazy. Yeah, that's.
Yeah. I'm fucking baby, dead that's right so now. Crazy. You sound like me. Babe, really? That's crazy.
So
I know I sound like you. Do you know how long it took me to sound like you? I know I sound like you. I know.
Oh my God. This is so funny.
So
wait.
Good.
Go ahead.
We all have so many questions.
Okay, continue. Now it's Ashley.
Now it's Ashley Lauren.
Do you have regulars, Sid, that it's borderline, like, kind of a relationship with, you know what I mean? Like, are you in, like, 1, 2, 3-year relationships with some of your clients?
The conversation picks up
where it was.
Sorry, say that again?
The longest one I had was a year and a half, and he's the one that, that's a funny story. It's so funny. He knows who I am. He knows I'm Sydney Green. Like, he knows now. Okay. I'm going to make this very quick. Yes. Like, a year and a half. I even sent him, like, gifts. He paid my bills. These phone sex customers will give you thousands of dollars. You have to understand that. I don't want you to think that $150,000 comes from like minutes on the phone. No, comes from tips as well. Like they will be very generous, like Amazon gift cards. Like I remember, like I was moving from Louisiana to Atlanta. I told them I'm moving, thousands of dollars, like, you know, paid up the condo months in advance. I mean, I pre-furnished the whole place. Like when I tell you, like when you know what you're doing, the money is so beautifully unpredictable because it just takes one caller to change your life. And he changed my life. I was bringing in $10,000-$11,000 a month.
Wow.
From him alone. Wow. Like when you just add up the tips, when you add up 1,000 here, 500 here, 3,000 here, you look at it at the end of the day and you do your average, it comes out like it can come out to that when you get the right customer. But let me tell y'all something else. Really, like, it's not just all about right company and technical things and the voice. You have to have the mindset. I'm very much big on on law of attraction and vibration and thoughts become things and the power of mind. 100%. Like that's not, it's not just I know it's not a shallow thing. Like I study books all the time on how to manifest this. So I intentionally sat there focused and manifested the kind of customers I want. I want talkative, rich, bored customers with not a lot of time, but a lot of money. Okay. So I want you to give me $1,000 and, but you too busy to talk for a long time. That's the kind of shit I like, you know?
Yeah.
You're a fucking badass. You're a fucking badass. And also there has been an uptick in the number of people interested in becoming phone sex operators.
I'm sure correlated to the unemployment rate here everywhere around the world, but specifically here in America, and the fact that you can do it from home and you can be anyone you want and no one can know that you're even doing it.
It's completely anonymous. You can travel around the world. That's why it's on the Mobile Money 365 site. You can be anywhere. As long as you have a Wi-Fi connection or a way to talk, you can have the money coming in. It's quite amazing. And phone sex customers are so generous. And because I'm not very good at like in-person sex work, I really commend my escorts and my strippers. But see, I'm a bit too shallow. I'd be a terrible stripper. I would only pay attention to the really cute ones and ignore the fat ugly ones. And that would cut into my money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not good with
the fat ugly ones have the money. Don't we know this?
Like, you know, I'm not good at making ugly dudes feel like they're cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would make you, I'm not good at that. I don't have
that. I'm good at that.
I would like you to have your own pot.
I wish I could be like you. You can do that.
Well, oh, God.
Damn.
I just feel like Sydney should like take over our podcast at some point. Like if we ever can't do a week, we'll be like, Sydney is filling in for us because I feel like I don't even want to talk. I just want to listen to you ramble. You're amazing.
Thank y'all.
Have you ever felt like you were kind of falling for one of your clients?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know too.
No. Not ever. They're quite corny, you know. But I love.
They're quite corny.
They are corny, and I've never had that feeling in my life. You know.
Are you in a relationship, Sid?
Well, I happen to be dating a very sexy man now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's new.
Oh my God, congratulations. It's the best.
I know.
How do you determine when you're dating? How many dates does it mean you're dating?
That's a good question.
Mm-mm. That's a good question. I'm pretty straightforward, you know, so I need to know where his head is at in the beginning. And, you know, we can say, okay, I'm interested. For me, dating is the process of getting to know a person. So I guess that's immediately for me if it's the connection.
Okay.
But everybody defines dating differently. So I really don't know, you know.
Mm-hmm. You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
How does your significant other, whether it's this guy or one in the past, feel about you having phone sex with strangers?
Well, hopefully there'd be somewhere kind of jacking off or something to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like, you know, I'm polyamorous.
Oh, yeah. It's like you could be having sex.
I've done it before. Like, having sex when the dude.
Shut up.
But, you know, I'm not monogamous. You know what I'm saying? So the man I'm dating now, like, likes to share me with his friends. I have a fetish for, like, fucking my man's friends. And dating my man's
friends. Oh, so they have to be open-minded.
How do you get that
gene? They can't be straight-laced.
How do you get that gene? I wish I had it.
To be not monogamous.
Just to, like, yeah, to not care.
But you can't. Yeah, see, a lot of women are monogamous because they think that that's how to get chose by men. But you cannot care about what men want because men don't know what they want. So you can't be concerned about that because men have limiting beliefs. They feel like they can't have a sexual being in an intelligent woman. So they marry the meek girl that they're not that sexually interested in, to cheat with the sexually free woman and try to make somebody feel bad and all that stuff. So you really cannot care about what any man wants. You cannot, because you're going to be loving an imposter anyway. So I'm really myself, and I'm going to give you all of me, who I am, in the first couple of days, and you can see what the fuck you want. You know, I'm kind of happy within myself. You know, I don't need the validation.
Yeah.
So I don't have to really care. And I had to be honest with myself. Like, I have to be honest with me. It's about me. It's about me,
right?
Not about them. Right. You know, it can't be about them.
100%. I love that. Sid, for people that are, maybe they can't see their significant others right now, for people listening, maybe they're in
a
long
distance. That was my question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you go for it. You're asking
okay,
a lot better.
Okay, you can ask it.
No, go. Like,
if someone's in a long distance relationship, or even if they're quarantined in another room because of COVID, can you give, I don't, obviously you have a course, and if people are listening and they want to join, like, highly recommend Mobile Money 365, but can you give us like a little nugget of something, like if I wanted to have phone sex with someone that I started dating, like what's
an instant boner,
an instant boner, or a good way to get in the mood, or, you know, like what are some good tips?
Just a little something to whisper in the ear to really just get it going.
Yeah.
Well, that would depend on their fetish. And trust me, I would never give too much. The course is it's a long, extensive course. I could never have enough time to give everything in it. So I'm pretty generous with the few nuggets. But, well, first off, okay, I'm going to ask y'all something to, like, answer the question, make this interesting. If any of y'all are seeing anyone, does anyone mind telling me a fetish that their man has? Something they're into or that they like?
Obviously relying on you guys to answer this one.
I think I have very vanilla sex, maybe.
We are the most vanilla.
Wow, you guys are not boring.
Okay, say,
come on.
What about, like, choking? Like a little
okay,
throat,
yeah, okay,
grab.
That, okay, yeah, I relate on that.
Okay, so y'all like some choking? Y'all got a little freak in you. Okay, girl, all right. Okay.
Oh, okay. Ashley's face is so precious right now.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Okay, so if you want to, so they're in another room, right? Y'all can't see each other. So another thing that makes phone sex is a bit more challenging, and why some would say webcam is a bit more easy, is because I don't have to say my tits are round and they have my areola is this big and they're light, because you can just see them, you know? But, you know, as a phone sex operator, you have to be descriptive. You have to really get into that to where they feel it from being there. So if they like to, if your man is into choking you or something like that, then you would describe the act. You know what I'm saying? You would, like, lead into it, see, you know, what he has going on. Actually, some of the stereotypical phone sex stuff is definitely valid. You know, what position are they on the couch? You know, really be able to get the clear mental picture and go into describing, like, you know, that you can feel their hand going around their neck and make the sound effect, you know what I'm saying? I even go over like sound effects in the course, like how to make it sound like you're taking a shit, how to make it sound like you're peeing, how to make it sound like you're doing all of this. Because you have this, and all of that stuff too, which is cool because I kind of like taking shit, so it works for me.
Wait, excuse me. You guys like that? Like hearing girls drop a deuce? Oh, I guess it is. I didn't think of that.
Y'all are so adorable. Y'all are so cute. And y'all are not, y'all
thank you.
I feel like such a loser. I don't know any of it.
You know what's funny? It's like, y'all, I don't know what your nationality is, Nas, but what is your nationality?
I'm Dominican and a little Egyptian.
I just left Egypt. Have you been to Egypt?
No, I want to go so bad.
Okay. So bad. All of you guys are very beautiful, but you know what's so interesting about this conversation? That you guys are seeming a little bit more green about these things. And you, in the Black community, the stereotype of women that are white is that y'all are wild and free and way more liberated than us. Like, y'all are into this kind of shit. Like, y'all are like,
really? Oh,
that's the assumption about y'all. So it's funny, y'all are saying that you have vanilla sex. Like, we think y'all are the biggest freaks.
They said I definitely do not have vanilla sex. I'm just single as fuck.
Don't know why girls had no vanilla sex.
I think Lauren's lying.
Let's talk about fetishes and, well, the different prices that you associate with each one. Are some more expensive?
Oh, yes, especially the financial domination fetish, where the fetish is literally for you to drain their wallet and for them to, like...
I've been dying to get into that.
Wait, yeah. What is that? What?
A guy, like, gets off giving their money to you.
Yep.
Lauren, how do you know this?
Yeah. How do you know this? Let's get to you.
Yeah. Lauren's fucking done.
Lauren's secretly also a phone sex operator.
Let her talk. Lauren, how do you know about that? How do you know about that?
Look, when you go to cosmetology school, there are lots of girls willing to do a lot of stuff. And there are also men. I went to school and when there are gay guys who would tie up these men and then go to school and then come back and they'd be like, are you going to give me all of your money? And they're like, yes, just untie me. And like all this stuff. So like, I think I learned from them that like they get off giving their money to someone who can't make money on their own. Well, is that correct?
That's almost correct. See, sometimes it's not about when you can't get money on their own. They have this, we break down the psychology of the dude who's like that in the course. But yes, it's not all about can't do it yourself. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes you have the girl who looks like she's already rich, like she's used to getting this money from these men, and that draws them in. You know what I'm saying? It's this mm-hmm. complex that they have, like they have this need to be drained. So one thing that we talk about in the course is raise your rate callers. So my normal rate is $199 per minute. That's normally what I charge. Okay.
So wow. $199.
Oh, no,
a minute?
Wow. No. $1.99 per minute.
Oh, I thought it was $200 a minute.
No, I wouldn't.
I was like doing the math.
Holy.
But okay. I was like, I'm sorry. You know, $120 an hour. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get any tips for laying around on the phone, it adds up quickly. Okay. It really does. Okay. But so you have your raise rate caller. So what they'll do is they'll call you and they'll say, you know, I want you to raise your rate. So you can raise your rate to $10 a minute. The highest I ever raised my shit was $100 a minute. Oh my God. He wanted it. Like he wanted you to raise your rate. That's what he wanted. And it's also this thing that they do where they give you access to control their screen. They give you access to like their account. So you can go into their like phone sex account and like tip yourself $999 at a time. Things like that.
How did I never know about this?
It's a whole other world.
Some guys, you can do like your Amazon wish list and they'll just fulfill your entire Amazon wish list.
That too. Oh, see, you know, I think you know a little bit more about, you know, I'm not trusting you now because you know too much. You know too much.
I'll let you teach.
No, Lauren, please let us know how you know all this.
I learned that from Euphoria, the TV show.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's what she's gonna tell the world, mm-hmm. but you know,
right? Exactly. Know. Yeah. She knew this before Euphoria came out last year.
So okay, that's one fetish that obviously skyrockets your prices. What else is a fetish that you would charge higher for?
Anything including like pissing or shitting. So like anytime like they want you to like pee, you know, on the mm-hmm. phone or take a shit on the phone. Obviously, I don't do that for real. You become a professional liar, essentially. You know, you become great at faking every damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm mm-hmm. like, I've literally been cooking beans in the kitchen acting like I'm busting a nut. So, you know, you lie all the time. But yeah, so that one, anything like that.
How do you make it seem like you're pooping over the phone?
Well, you need some certain tools and water and to make it seem like you're doing it, and you need to, and you, it just the way the phone, like the like in the way the sound, like where to hold the phone in relation to everything. I mean, it's the whole thing, you know, that
yeah. I guess you could drop a banana in a bowl of water and like put the phone.
I was gonna say an ice cube. Like that would be Dr. Oz would be really proud of your poop if it looked like a banana. But a nice
doesn't
cube,
everyone's poop good look constipated like a banana? Poop. Oh yeah,
no.
That's interesting.
Constipated poops are just not as sexy.
And then another one that I charge a little bit more for is anything is CBT, which is cock ball torture, where they want you to like watch them on cam, like stick needles through their dick and shit. So yeah.
Wait, what does that mean?
Cock ball torture.
But what do they do?
They mutilate their own wieners.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, Lauren's an expert on this, so we could just...
I don't trust you, Miss Blonde, because you just know a lot. You know a lot more. You know, I don't know anything about that. Why? Oh, my God. And then you just know everything, so we don't know anything.
Oh, my God.
Sydney, oh, yeah? I can't believe I'm about to ask you this. Can you fake an orgasm for us?
Okay. That's a lot of money, Ash, you're asking for.
Yeah, we're going to have to pay her, Ashley. We're going to get charged.
I mean, yeah, y'all can't be getting off to me. I know y'all, you know, I don't know, you know. No, but yeah, let's see. Yes, I can fake one. Let me see. I got a few of them I like to use. I got my lazy one and my energetic one. But it's kind of funny. All right, so yeah. So let's say he has me like playing with my pussy or something like that, and I'm acting like I'm busting a nut. I mean, yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God, yeah. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm gonna come so fucking hard off your cock. Oh my God, yeah. Oh. Oh my God, yeah. Oh. God, I just came all over the fucking place. Oh, God, Dan. Oh, fuck, Danny. Oh, something like that. I don't know.
Wow. That was absolutely
way
wow.
to put Meg Ryan to shame.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Oh, for what? I just feel bad for
I was imagining
listening.
You coming all over the floor.
Whoever's listening to this podcast, like, literally in their house with their kids around, we should probably have given
we
them a warning.
We should probably do a disclaimer at the very beginning.
Is there anything that you want us to know, like, before we have to say goodbye to you? Like, any, like, tidbits? Any, like, crazy things we should know before ever trying to get into this business or something?
Well, the reason why the phone sex, why people didn't never, why it was no help for me in the beginning is because companies generally don't have any kind of training for girls because it is incredibly, the turnover rate is high. You get one weird pedophile call, you're out. You know, it's so tedious and it's not as easy as people think. So that's why I created a market for that, a market for people willing to pay to get trained. So I definitely think if you want to do it, it took me like 5 years or so. Like to make money, like I was literally celebrating $90 weeks. Like I was like I had that like maybe a couple times, and most I ever made before was like $400, and I had that one time, and it was bad. But it's that. And then I also just have a question for y'all. Mm-hmm. If you had to guess, what's the most like talked about subject or the biggest like fetish that I get? What would you say that it is? And I'll tell you if you're right.
Fetish.
Feet.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
Well, now I'm thinking about like the age gap difference, like maybe like a grandpa and like a teenager or something.
I'm thinking maybe like teenager or like school girl, so that school girl teacher thing.
Okay, so you think that most men that call want to talk about those things? That's the subject matter.
Oh wait, let me change. Maybe like a stay at home wife who just cares about you. Normal.
Oh, I bet you that guys are more interested in getting you off than you getting them off.
Y'all are very imaginative, very, very, very good. But all of you guys are wrong, actually.
What is it?
So the thing that men, the middle-aged white dude, wants to talk about more than any other subject, generally speaking, is black dick.
What?
Because they want it.
They either want to suck it, they want to fuck it, they want their wife to suck it, want their wife to fuck it, or they want to know why I would want it. So they want to get into the psychology of why I want it. But that is a subject matter that comes up more than like any other thing. They want white men, I can tell you, are obsessed with black dick, which I understand. Yeah. I am too. Yeah.
I have to say, I think that white guys are very intimidated by it because they hear about it so often being so large.
Yeah.
They feel like they can't compete with it once a woman's had it.
Absolutely. They feel sexually inferior to black men. It's very clear. You know what I'm saying?
Like, good. They should. They are. As someone who's seen many.
Oh, you know, I like you, Egyptian little Nefertiti. Okay.
I mean, I'm more Dominican, but yeah.
Oh, well.
I just... Interesting. This is one of the most fascinating occupational series. I think if not the number one for me personally.
Yeah.
And Sydney, it's all because of your fantastic personality. You are hilarious. I seriously want you to come back and just do a ramble podcast with us where we just talk about things that happen to us during the week, like regular life.
Yeah, would you
things.
Come back on just to ramble with us?
Oh, hell yeah. I absolutely would. I mean, I think y'all are dope. I really appreciate y'all for reaching out and giving the platform. You know, I think it's quite fascinating, the different nationalities. What nationality is the other cute lady that's next to the blonde lady?
We're sisters. So we're Italian and Dutch.
Oh, so y'all not like white, but y'all not like, I mean, like
Dutch
y'all
is
not,
pretty, it's pretty white.
We're 50% real white.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're a little Jewish white, too.
I'm thinking like Caucasian girl from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, I guess there is some flavor in there. but before you go, what is an I don't get it that you don't get about life? What's something you don't get on the day to day?
I don't get why more people are not polyamorous versus monogamous when monogamous relationships have just the structure is built on such a foundation of insecurity and lack, and it just never seems to work. I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it, you know, because if you look at the reasons why people kill people, it's always in the name of love. Like the most reason why people are murdering people is because of jealousy, things connected to this relationship structure that doesn't work. And I just wish people would open their minds up. And it's not all about fucking and sucking. It's about just we are abundant. You know, there's mm-hmm. so much love and abundance of everything. And it's the only real path to unconditional love. So I just don't get that shit. I just don't get it.
Wow, that was a fucking that was like great. The best spot on answer. Sydney Green, we love you. We're going to have you back on. Please tell everybody that's listening where to find you, where to find your course, your Instagram mm-hmm. handle, everything.
Your OnlyFans.
Cool. OnlyFans. Yes, I love OnlyFans. Anyway, so my Instagram is at CG Balls Deep. Yes. And it's so funny, like I say CG Balls Deep to like that's on Instagram and Twitter. And the site is mobilemoney365.com. Everything as it's spelled, and everything's on the site, literally everything down to the books that I read to manifest money, to the different things I do to visualize. Like it's literally everything I have to offer someone who wants to have a lot of money and travel the world. It is there. Phone section seems to be the most interesting thing. So yeah, that's where you find me.
Amazing. All right. Well, thank you everyone so for listening. And that is our occupational series on phone sex operators.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you too. Bye. I don't get it. Podcast.